Hey, bonjour. Good
Hello,
afternoon.
how are you? Good
I'm
afternoon.
doing great.
I just called the manager back with State Farm that was calling me regarding my mom's claim to try and help me figure out stuff because the, you know, the adjuster is being an asshole and I don't want to deal with him anymore. So I just called him and I called him. He didn't answer, so I left him a voicemail letting him know to give me a call back when he can. So once he does with that, I'll figure things out and yeah, we'll see where we go. Did you receive the emails I sent you yesterday for the updated invoice tarps?
Yes, I did. I sent you an email as well confirming it, and then I already submitted to the adjusters yesterday.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
Yeah, for Mohammed Nasiri, I'm just waiting for the revised estimate. I already spoke with the adjuster, and he said he will approve the whole amount for the emergency tarp.
What about Pedro? Have we gotten any?
Oh, for Pedro, I actually included it in the estimate. There's just a few revisions that I requested with the estimator. That's why I'm just waiting for the estimate to come back, and you need to approve it. So I will send it to you within the day.
Okay. And then I'm about to call Robert Mitchell to see if they've done the direct deposit yet for his. And then I'll let you know on that. And then I'm getting ready to submit another one for you guys. About to get ready to send another claim for you guys from the family in Jinx. She just sent me over the solar contract. So I'm about to add the solar contract and then the amount that I have to pay for the solar, plus, you know, the scope of loss, plus the Eagle review report, and then all the photos. And then I'm going to submit that to you guys.
Okay, that would be wonderful. I'll just wait on it. And then for Mohammed, I just want to give a heads up because I already negotiated for the other items and it seems like I do understand the main reason of the adjuster. So he said he will add the step flashing and the emergency tarp. And aside from that, they already approve as well the overhead and profit. So, yeah.
So we're good to go, Mohammed.
Yeah, it seems like. I'm just waiting for the revised estimate once I receive it.
Okay, so once we get the revised estimate, we're good to go. We're ready to do the roof. We're good to go on our end?
Yes. Hopefully, if I'm going to check how much is the increase, because the last time it's around almost $6,000. So if we're going to add the emergency tax, I might say it's going to be like $7,000 something. Yeah.
Okay.
It should be $7,000.
Just find out. And then, Lorraine, before this final estimate, when it comes in, will you find out and make sure that they're giving us a good amount for the inside damages? Because there's three spots in the inside that are damaged that we're going to have to repaint and redo. So will you just make sure that they gave the money for that? And if they did get the money, make sure that they give them the full amount, like the correct amount for us to actually be able to fix it the proper way?
Yeah, well, I actually checked the interior parts that they approved. And he explained that there are other items that he did not approve because it's either a duplicate or it's only applicable for a new construction. So when I checked it, the amount is actually reasonable to repair the parts where there are damage in the interior. Just in case that, for an example, once we close the claim on our end, once I receive the revised estimate or the latest one, if you repaired the interior part and you found out that there are other parts that will be compromised, we can always go back to the insurance. We just need to be ready with the photos and videos so we could show it to them.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okie dokie. Yeah. Perfect. All righty. Well, then just you give me an update. I'll give you an update at the end of the day, and we'll kind of just keep the ball moving and rolling all this stuff.
Okay, gotcha. And just in case I haven't received the email for the new claim tonight. So I'm still going to be in the office up until 9 p.m. So you can send it.
Will you give me, if I don't send it to you by 5:30-ish today, will you just send me a text reminding me?
Yes, I will.
Sorry, I know it's a lot right now, but I'm dealing with this big remodel, Lorraine, and as soon as we finish it, then I'll be able to, you know.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay,
it's still going to be fine.
Time. I'm just doing this remodel by myself.
I'll be happy to remind you. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you, Lorraine. I'll get over everything you need, and then, I'll touch base with you if I need anything. Thank you for
doing
everything
you've
done for me in the future. Yep. Appreciate you, Lorraine. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Yep.
You too.